이 시대를 대비할 수 있는
Today's message title is The
그런
Blessing That Will Help Us
말씀을
Prepare for This Age.
하나님은
God has already
우리에게 이
granted
축복을 다
us
주셨습니다.
all sorts of blessings.
이 축복을
Our
진짜
job
누려야
is to
되는데,
enjoy those blessings,
과연 얼마나
and the
누리고
matter is how much
살아가느냐
we do
중요하죠.
enjoy
우리는
those.
세 가지 축복을 이미
We receive the word
말씀받고 있습니다.
all the
그세
time.
가지가 뭐냐면,
The blessing of healing, the blessing of summit, as well as the blessing of 237 nations, and all the messages related to these blessings are continued to be delivered to us every week from the pulpit. As time goes on, we get to confirm how much these blessings are important to us. Because healing is actually everything. So depending on how much you receive healing, things will work. It's not like you can change people, change the world with the influence you have or with the knowledge or with the power you have. The thing is, God has to intervene with this matter because there is a certain extent that we can reach, but beyond that, it is impossible for us to carry out this work. If you look at the history, if you look at how age is going, every important, every decisive moment, God was the one who intervened in the matter. And also the state where God decides to meddle with the matter is how much we are standing firmly on the gospel. Because we all have the nature that is so full of thorns that we go against the gospel and the work of God. We may not be really aware of it, but there are so many times that we get discouraged by such a trivial matter, and we get deceived, and we even deceive myself as well as the others. And those things, we also sometimes confuse the word of God. We bring cares into the proclamation of God's word, and we all have that nature. Only the truth should be revealed by the word of God, so that this word of God can reach to every heart of people. So these evil spirits, there is only one thing that they do. They hinder and block the light of the gospel. And inside the status where this gospel is blocked and this gospel is so obscure, that's where this evil spirit full-scale work. But when this light of God's word shines upon the heart, then we finally come to realize how much these evil spirits have been playing us. But you see this evil spirit and the work of Satan, they don't even sleep and they work 24/7. So the God of this world, which is darkness, and it brings chaos to the heart of people living in this world. Not even to the unbelievers, but even to the believers, so that these believers would not be able to realize the gospel clearly. So in other words, that means if you just realize this gospel clearly, that just brings an end to everything and that is all you need. So according to just like today's passage, this light, this spirit blocked this light of the gospel so that it would not reach to the hearts of people. So we all have our own nature that we are born with. And that nature is the very one that is blocking the gospel. But the thing is, people, they don't know this that well. They don't know that they are the one, they are the sinners, they are the wretched one who are blocking the gospel. Paul, apostle, knew this one, that he is the one who is totally going against this gospel, that he is a true sinner. Not anyone can make this kind of confession. Our Christ has the image of God in him.
우리가 우리를 전파하는 것이 아니고
It's not like we are preaching about ourselves or other things, but we all have to preach about the Christ, which is Son of God. This may be the confession of Paul, but this also has to be our confession. It is not revealing myself, it is not about proclaiming about myself, but only Christ should be revealed through me. And I call this as the filling of the Holy Spirit. The three blessings that we already received, the one blessing of semi blessing of healing, as well as the blessing of 237. The more you understand God's word, it's not only about receiving healing ourselves, but we get to be raised up as the summit. And the things that cannot be done through the unbelievers will be done through the children of God. You know, every person has his or her own vibes with him. And with that, God gives a true blessing upon these people to influence other people with the true light of the gospel and with God's word. And this is something that God does. We cannot even change a single person with on our own. But if God does it, it's so easy. Knowing this or not being aware of this makes a huge difference. Even when parents try to discipline their own children, if they're aware of this, they will not cross this certain line. Because what they say or what they try to discipline with, this can hurt children's feelings so easily. The parents cannot be complete, they cannot be perfect, but if we just know that through my lacking, through my deficiency, through my weaknesses, God can truly work through those as well, then we'll be able to pray in a very important moment or every time, God, we are so lacking, but may you work through our weaknesses. But on the other hand, there are so many things that are wrong, but still, you talk about so many things to your children, and you think that you are saying only the right things. But all you do is just to hurt other people's feelings, even your children's. And you feel like you're only talking about the gospel and God's word, but you are making all this God's word so worthless. That's who we are, actually. So simply put, God's word should be continue to be proclaimed. Because in the midst of that, the true light can enter into people and the real work will begin to take place. So you should open up your eyes for this. We are living in an age where everything is so convenient, everything is so free. So we do. There are good sides. We are living in such a fine age, but is that so? Is it true? But just like this Bible is telling us, the spiritual problems are spreading throughout the world in such a detailed, in such a realistic ways. When we were hungry in the past, if we were able to just have one meal, we were thankful and we were happy. But if you look at this age, and also due to COVID-19, it's even hard to greet your neighbor because people are so cautious of one another and people are trying to be so careful. This age has turned into such strange times. But is that true only for non-believers? It's the same for believers as well. But I'm not saying we should take off all our masks and go around. We do believe in God's protection, but at the same time, we also should be very careful. But we don't have to be obsessed with it. Because immunity is something that God has given us all. And we also do have God's protection. But however, we cannot go against the flow of the society. That is, we have to keep wearing our masks and we have to be careful. But we don't have to be obsessed with this virus thing. Because God's guidance differs for each person. And also, if I look back and see how God has guided me all this way, I keep to think to myself that if it were not God, if it were not the gospel, I would have been the most unfortunate person in the world. So I'm such an antisocial person. So being alone is the happiest time for me. And I've seen people how they, you know, always look down on me. But you should look down on people. You should not look down on other people easily. Because when I look back, all these people who are so fond of me, they were such normal people, but who are not, they were not really in right mind. Because all my witnesses were used by God in preaching the gospel. Because, you know, I never succeeded in pastor ministry. But however, whenever I went to, when all the churches I served, I always raised up disciples and left. And after all, God sent me as missionary. So the mission work that I'm doing right now is to, I go there, preach the gospel, raise up disciples, and I leave. That's the way that I'm doing my missions work. But in the pastoral ministry, it's a much more complicated thing. You should go get along with the believers and all these people in your church. Is I have no choice but to respect those pastors who serve one church for the rest of their life. But maybe I'm not that kind of style, you know. That is why God has raised me as a missionary and do the missions work in my own way. Because wherever I go, I just preach this gospel that Jesus is the Christ only, and that makes me really happy. The promise of the Bible, the mystery of the Bible, and the guarantee of the Bible, these three things I'm going to talk about today. The promise of the Bible, that is filling of the Holy Spirit. The mystery of the Bible is the covenant of blood. And the guarantee of the Bible is our background. So first, I'm going to talk about the promise that is made in the Bible, which is the filling of the Holy Spirit, since we are running short of time right now. Filling of the Holy Spirit is something they are so familiar with that we know very well. And even though it is the greatest power that we can ever receive, this, many people, they don't know what the filling of the Holy Spirit is well. After Jesus resurrected, he talked about the kingdom of God for 40 days. And here in this verse, it says, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power. You will be my witnesses until the end of the earth. This was a blessing that was promised to us already. The filling of the Holy Spirit. This is the greatest blessing that we have to enjoy for the rest of our life. Because with this, nothing can be a problem to us. This filling of the Holy Spirit has something to do with the original gospel. Inside the original and primitive gospel, there is the filling of the Holy Spirit. This is something that everyone can enjoy. Because many people, they enjoy the mixed up gospel and not inappropriate gospels, which is not a primitive gospel. The only truth that Jesus is Christ, with that, I need to come to a conclusion of my life. In every crisis, in every situation, in every event, you can gain an answer right away from it. Everything is enough with the gospel. If you come to this conclusion, no matter how big a problem you face, or no matter how in every situation, you will see a true answer that is under the situation, and that is the filling of the Holy Spirit. You already have received the filling of the Holy Spirit. So being able to continue to listen to the word inside the gospel, that is already a huge grace from God. Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. With that one true confession, and with that confession alone, Jesus gave all the blessings. I will build my church on this rock, and the gates of Hades will not overcome. I'll give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It was not like Peter was such a perfect person, perfect elite at that time that he received these blessings. But with that, even that confession was not made by flesh, but by God in heaven. So it means that confession itself is not something that we can make. It is all by the grace of God. If you look at Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 41, how did the apostles do? What did the apostles do? The apostles rejoiced because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name and left the Sanhedrin. This is what they did after while they were leaving the Sanhedrin. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is Christ. This is Darakbang. You should have the reason why you need to do Darakbang like this. At least once a week, in your home, in your field, the true word has to be preached. It's not just about saving the others, but it's about saving yourself. If the gospel is proclaimed and preached in your field and your family, all those places related to you, true work will begin to rise. If you think the blessing that you want or that your wish should be granted, you need all the blessing that you need. This is all from your own thinking. If you only think about the benefits, if you think about your own things, even when you run a business like that, you cannot actually prosper. Inside the primitive gospel is the filling of the Holy Spirit. Second, it also has something to do with your faith, because faith and the filling of the Holy Spirit are so close to each other. The words of disbelief, no matter how right, no matter how correct they are, they kill the souls. But even if it looks nothing, if it is the words of faith, it saves our people. Romans chapter 8, verse 8, those controlled by the simple nature cannot please God. That is, people who abide by disbelief cannot please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, you can see the account of Enoch. Enoch pleased God. What does that mean? He lived by faith. God is pleased by your faith. What do you think God would require of you? God sacrificed His only, one and only Son just to save you. So He gave you literally everything. And He didn't require of you anything from you. Just single faith that comes from your heart. That's how you can please God. So that is why it has something to do with faith. So according to the Bible, the words of faith is the power, especially when you prove that Jesus is the Christ, that becomes your power. So in your life, there needs to be a clear reason why you need to testify about Jesus Christ. Even Apostle Paul, he did not just talk about Jesus Christ. He testified about Jesus Christ, why Jesus had to be Christ, with all the evidence that was written in the Bible. So you need to have this kind of message in you. Next, the filling of the Holy Spirit has something to do with the concentration. I used to be the person of obsession. That's how the force of darkness works a lot. So this obsession is not formed overnight. You know, all the scars that you have, all those bad or experiences that you had in the past, that all comes together and makes it as obsession in you. So that is why you need to establish a new system of concentration. So since I know all of my history, that's why I have no choice but to cling to listening to the message more. So after I came back to Korea, I decided to concentrate more on receiving the word. So I once prayed to God like this, God, you know, all those other people who are in my age, it seems like things are working out well for them. But what about me? But as I continued to pray that way, I once again realized that this is the only way by which I can live. And even my wife, I don't know if she received, if she heard a voice of God, but she keeps telling me that how much I must listen to the word. And she nags me a lot. Now, I totally obey her word, and I only concentrate on listening to the word. And if I dwell in the message, in the gospel, all my family members, they feel so much peace as well. And also, feeling of the Holy Spirit has something to do with your specialty. You all have your professions, either you're student or working in a place. And in my case, my specialty is the missions work. That is why I need to experience what the filling of the Holy Spirit is in my own field, which is missions field. So you need to experience this so that you can conquer your field and conquer the world. If you are not distinguished from the world, you have nothing special in you, how come you can go out to the world and evangelize those people and conquer the field? The background by which God can work upon you is the faith, and also that you truly believe in that Jesus is Christ, and you need to have assurance in you that God will work through you in the field so that you can obey what God tells you to do. So you know, Yewon Church, they constructed a huge building, and those building was not constructed by rich people in there. All these believers, they came together and built the church. The church is not run by all those perfect and powerful people, but either is run by people who devote themselves to God and to God's work. If you just experience what the filling of the Holy Spirit is once, everything else will be changed. You see the people from Freemason? In the end, they receive some sort of spirit. And even they receive some sort of feeling of this evil spirit, we also need to experience the true feeling of the Holy Spirit so that we can gain an answer to everything. You know, in the case of Yeon Church, those people who go there, some people even sold their houses to give the church construction offering. People who took part in God's, in the work of church like that, they are the ones who already experienced the filling of the Holy Spirit. And that power is something that the world cannot even handle. Believers who have not experienced the filling of the Holy Spirit, they cannot be seen as attractive people in the field. But as a believer receiving the filling of the Holy Spirit, and you just go out to the field and work diligently, unbelievers from your field will see you and will feel something from you. And with this flow, your influence needs to be spread out in the field to bring about a huge God's work in there. And this is something that only God can do. As conclusion, the Bible keeps telling us what the filling of the Holy Spirit is. So we need to know this. So the entire atmosphere is also important when it comes to filling of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 12, that whole atmosphere is about evil spirit. Let's say you live your weekdays getting along with all the non-believers, with the field that is filled with the evil spirit, and you come to Sunday, you come to Lord's Day, will it be able to truly receive the word? That is why the whole atmosphere where you're living is really important. Everything has to be restored through God's word. It is not only on God's Lord's Day, but even on your weekdays, you need to pray for the worship that you're going to have on Lord's Day, and also for your church, for your pastor. You have to keep praying every day for your pastor to give a true God's word to you, to be proclaimed on the pulpit on Lord's Day. And we need to continue to seek for God's help and never stop praying. And in the midst of those earnest prayers, you prepare for your offering because of that one person, whole atmosphere will be changed. And that atmosphere saves church. And that's where the Holy Spirit keeps working. Individually, even in family, even in church, because of that just one person, true God's work will arise. When our body, when our mind, when our soul is filled with the Holy Spirit, we can see this going on. So it has something to do with the primitive gospel, with our faith, and with our concentration, lastly, with our profession and spiritual atmosphere. So that I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for you to enjoy the blessing of Summit and Healing in 237. Let us all pray. Father God, thank you so much that you have given us this word and that you have given us this promise through the message today. Please help us enjoy the true blessing of the Summit and of the Healing and of the 237 nations. Also help us to enjoy this blessing realistically through the filling of the Holy Spirit. May this church be truly strengthened because of me, even this region be saved through me. We give thanks and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.